我们可以往前边去。所以我在，所以你记不记得主耶稣还没有。
钉十字架以前, Do you remember before the Lord was hung on the cross?
他经过撒玛利亚的村落,
he went through the villages in Samaria.
因为他脸向着耶路撒冷,
but because his face was set towards Jerusalem,
大家不接待他,
nobody welcomed him.
结果你记得约翰跟雅各就打雷了,
and then John and James thundered.
他求神能从天上降火把他们冲走,
they wanted fire to descend from heaven and consume them.
所以主就责备他们,
so the Lord the Lord rebuked them.
你们不知道你们的灵如何?
You don't know what your spirit is. Your spirit is a violent one. This is the John before the resurrected Lord.
但是感谢主,
thanks the Lord.
那么自从主升天以后,
ever since our Lord ascended,
后来神又打发彼得约翰又到了撒玛利亚,
and then God sent Peter and John to Samaria once again.
这个礼拜四我们会经过,
we're going to go there on the Thursday.
所以又经过了那一带,
and again they went to Samaria.
现在不是求天上降火了,
but no longer did they plead for the fire to come down and consume them,
求天上把圣灵降下来,
but they asked for the Spirit.
后来圣灵继续在约翰身上工作,
and then the Spirit continued to work in the life of John.
结果约翰从雷子就变成爱的使徒,
and then John became from Son of Thunder, he became the disciple of
God. 他告诉我们神爱是人生将他独生子赐给他们叫信他的不至灭亡,
he told everybody that for God to love the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not die.
神就是爱，也约翰说神就是爱。
And it was also John who said God is love.
他晚年的时候，一直重复一句话。
In his old age, he kept repeating the phrase.
他坐在轿子上。
He was on a platform.
他见到弟兄姊妹的时候，when
he saw brothers and sisters,
他一定说，小子们呐，你们应当彼此相爱。
He said, O little ones, O little children, love one another.
你看，这都是神间的故事，不是吗？
Isn't that the story of the villages?
所以现在的约翰和现在的彼得,
the Peter of now, the John of now,
他不是求主降火,
they are not asking or pleading for fire.
他求主把圣灵降下,
they are asking for the Holy Spirit to descend.
他愿意在那里把他爱情显给,
they want to then show their love to the Lord.
从前苏拉密女只能够在内子把爱情献给,
before only in the chamber could the Shulamite cast love.
现在他在前边为主工作的时候,
but now when she's working in the countryside,
她祷告求天上把圣灵降下来的,
when she's praying for the Spirit to come down,
她一面工作,
on one hand she works,
她一面就能把爱情献给,
but on the other hand she can give her love.
所以后来她说在我们门内有各样新陈佳美的果子,
and then she says there are many pleasant fruits within our gates.
尤其约翰到晚年的时候,
and especially when John at his old age,
他可以说这样的话,
he could say something like,
这样他说, 我的良人, 这都是我为你存的,
he says, this is what I have laid up for you, my beloved.
所以从这里你就知道说, 你不只在雅各读到约翰福音,
so when you read some of songs, you will read John,
马太, 马可, 路加,
also the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke,
你也读到使徒行传,
you also read, only when the four Gospels and Acts are put together, that's the story of Solomon the Shulamite. Today you've been saved by grace. We thank the Lord. We are also Shulamite. So this is the prophetic
sentence.
Just like when our Lord was crucified,
3,000 years ago,
3,000 years ago, David already said, my God, my God, why have
you forsaken me? 他说,
he says, I can even count my bones.
这个全类围绕,
God surrounds me.
那指的罗马兵丁们说,
and that was referring to the Roman soldiers.
所以当你去读那个诗篇22篇的时候,
so when you read Psalm 22,
在事情还没有发生,
before the actual thing happened, 1,000 years.
所以我们说诗篇22篇是预言,
so we then say Psalm 22 is a prophetic song.
雅各书也这样,
same with Song Song.
所以它是预言的,
it is a prophetic.
好，我想，我希望我这样讲的清楚一点。
Hopefully that makes it clear.
但是我是希望这样的话，我们就大概知道，在这个雅歌的背后有这三种不同的背景。
So that way, at least we know in Song of Songs we have these three different settings.
那现在呢？我想我们就可以根据这些背景。
So let us according to these settings.
我们把雅歌再重新读。
Let us reread.Song of Songs.
所以我们就说这是雅歌的代词。
So we are rethinking of the Song of Songs.
你看这里面属灵的丰富。
There's so much spiritual richness.
从借着宾路士母。
Through Sister Pen Lewis.
借着盖恩夫人。
Through Madame Guyon.
那最早盖恩夫人有歌中之歌的。
You know Madame Guyon has the Song of Songs.
但是盖恩夫人歌中之歌你不能读的。
But you can't read her.
从解经的角度来看是不能读的。
As an exposition, you cannot read that book.
它里面的确有很多金子。
There is a lot of gold and other.
但也很多沙子。
But there's also a lot of sand.
所以你只要金子，你不要沙子。
You only want the gold and the sand.
那我们要小心了。
You have to be careful.
你替个小孩脏了，你不是帮他洗一洗吗
？So if a child is dirty, you want to bathe him, right?
那洗了脏的水，当然就扔到水，就丢到窗外去。
And of course, the dirty water you throw out.
那你要小心，
不动。
你丢脏水，不要把小孩子也掉出去。
If you're going to throw the dirty water, don't throw the child out too.
有的人说，哦，这个谁呀、啊？盖恩夫人天主教的没有错。
And some people say, well, Madame Guyon was a Catholic.
还是拜玛利亚。
Yes, she still worshipped Mary.
很多时候，她的经历是人工的东西啊。
And yes, many of her experiences were artificial.
她把这个石头放在她的脚底下。
Many times she put pebbles in her shoes.
然后走进入了很痛苦啊。
So that when she walked, it was
他主啊，我背起十字架来跟从你。
So she said, I'm bearing my cross to follow you.
这个十字架他自己创造的。
But she created that.
所以你要明白吗？在奥秘派里面很多这样的故事。
So many stories among the mystics.
所以为了这个缘故，
For this reason,
你看见需要过滤过程。
So you have to be filtered.
呀，你知道盖恩夫人一共写了四十几本书。
You know, Madame Guyon wrote over 40 books.
都是法文的。
All in French.
那么其中有一本就是歌中之歌。
One of them was regarding Song of Songs.
很多好的东西。
Many good things.
但你需要有一个人懂得圣经。
But you need somebody who understands the
Bible. 你把歌中之歌把它过滤过。
Once you have filtered the Song of Songs.
那么谁来过滤他的东西呢？
Who can filter it?
那就是宾路士母。
That was Sister Pen Lewis.
明白吗？宾路士母是贵格会
士。Sister Pen Lewis was a Quaker.
他有一天呢，就读了盖恩夫人的书。
One day she read the book by Madame Guyon.
但贵格会人为什么读盖恩的夫人东西呢
？Now why would a Quaker read a writing of Madame Guyon?
有很重要的原因的。
It's a very important reason.
因为贵格会他们为什么受逼迫呢
？Why would the Quakers persecute?
就是他们觉得他的真，就贵格会人真理讲不清楚。
It's because they felt that the Quakers couldn't share the truth clearly.
所以呢，他们有一个弟兄。就叫做 Robert Barclay， 叫 Barclay 弟兄。
So there was a brother named Robert Barclay。
他27岁的时候
，When he was 27，
他就写了一本书，告诉我们说，奎克实在不是异端，他们是在走在主的心意的道路上。
He wrote a book that said that Quakers were not heretical, but that they did follow the Lord。
那么，然后呢，里面就根据圣经，然后呢，就告诉我们贵格会弟兄他们的发现是什么。
So according to the Bible, he would tell us what the Quakers have discovered.
不非常有意思。
But quite interesting.
后来他们才知道他们所发现的。
They finally found out that what the Quakers discovered
和谁和盖恩夫人所发现的几乎是一样的。
Was almost the exact same thing that Madame Guyon discovered.
那么当时这个天主教会要审判盖恩夫人的时候
，When the Roman Catholic Church wanted to judge Madame Guyon.
到底盖恩夫人犯了什么罪
？What wrong did she do?
你知道盖恩夫人呢？她自从丈夫被主接走
，Ever since Madame Guyon's husband was taken up to be with the Lord,
她觉得我应该到日内瓦去。
She felt that she had to go to Geneva.
为什么到日内瓦
？Why Geneva?
那是日内瓦最危险。
Geneva at that time was the most
dangerous. 因为日内瓦已经被加尔文拿去了。
Geneva was already occupied by Catholics.
日内瓦他们完全转向福音真理的。
All Geneva turned to the truth of the gospel.
所以没有天主教徒说我要到日内瓦去。
So no Catholic would dare go to Geneva.
但是很自私啊，他就是觉得应该去日内瓦。
But she amazingly she felt she needed to go to Geneva.
后来神。他要去，结果 他看见日内瓦，但他所住的地方不是日内瓦。
So she was able to see Geneva, but she didn't live in Geneva proper.
但是很有，我想这里背后有主的意思。
I believe that there is a reason for this scripture.
所以等到后来他们公审他，到底该夫人什么罪状，把他列出来。
So when they judged her and asked him, listed all the sins that she had committed.
因为他所讲的。的的确帮助了很多的人。
Because what she said actually helped many people.
这个是不，这个一点是不错的。
That is true.
但是结果呢，后来他们根据一条一条列出来以后。
But after each thing was listed one by one,
他们才发现。
They then noticed.
如果他有二十条罪状的话。
If there were 20 things that were written against her.
16条。
16 of them.
他们受了日内瓦的毒，就是受了加尔文的毒。
That is, they were poisoned by Geneva. In other words, poisoned by Calvin.
那你懂吗？
Do you understand?
如果是加尔文的毒的话，
If it is the poison of Calvin,
加尔文的毒如果代表福音真理的话，
If Calvin were to represent the truth of the gospel,
换一句话说，
In other words,
盖恩夫人所看见所学到的，
What Madame Guillaume learned,
就是加尔文他们所看见，
Is what Calvin said.
所以在真理上应该没有困难。
So on the truth, it shouldn't be any difficult.
那不是他没有困难。
But not only does she.
那现在 fellowship 就是说现在贵格会应该也没有困难。
And then there won't be any difficulty for the Quakers.
所以你知道，因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
我们知道说贵格会他们就得了很多，他们就得了 fellowship 的帮助，盖恩夫人的帮助。
So the Quakers were helped tremendously by Madame Guillaume.
这两帮人最喜欢盖恩夫人的东西。
So two groups of people love Madame Guillaume's writing.
一个是 Methodist, 就是美衣美会或者卫理公会的人。
And one are the Methodists.
另外一个就是贵格会。
The other ones are the Quakers.
他们绝对完全接受盖恩夫人的东西。
They accept Madame Guillaume's writing.
但是我说盖恩夫人的经历是好的。
We say that Madame Guillaume's experience is
他解释圣经是不行的。
But for her to comment or expose the Bible.
为什么在中国曾经鼓励过弟兄姊妹读盖恩夫人的东西？
Why in China did they encourage brothers and sisters to read the Bible?
有一个原因的。
There was one reason.
因为所有盖恩夫人的东西都是经过过滤的。
Because all of Madame Guillaume's writings went through a filter.
有一个弟兄叫做于成华弟兄，他的眼科大夫，他懂得圣经。
There was a brother named Yu Chenhua who actually was an eye doctor who understood.
所以所有不合乎圣经的东西全部拿掉，只剩下的就是到你们手里就是新疆的模样。
So all things that were not of the Bible, then what reached your hand.What's the biography of Madame?
那么还有其他的书信啊，什么等等。
And then other books as well.
所以我们知道说，只要到大家的手里。
So as long as it reaches people's hands.
没有问题的。
There would be no problem.
但如果你直接去读英文。
But if you were to read the English.
我要劝你们一定要小心。
I really warn you to be careful.
因为很多人根本就没有分辨的理。
Because many don't have the sense of discernment.
他们觉得盖恩夫人就是最，就是一定是最最好的，最好的。
Madame Guillaume thinks of the best.
不一定的。我还记得我刚刚到美国的时候。
I remember when I first went to the United States.
我见到江守道弟兄。
When I met Brother Stephen Kong.
那么当初呢，你一定有训练江守道弟兄的时候。
When Brother Lee trained Brother Kong.
他是每个礼拜见他一次。
He would meet him once every week.
然后呢，他到尼六那里去，然后尼六就给他几本书。
So Brother Kong would go before Brother Lee, and he would be given a couple of books.
然后过了一段时间又回来。
And then a couple of some time later, he'd come back.
那他告诉我们说。
And he would tell.
什么时候尼六到楼上去拿书，那一定是好书。
Whenever Brother Lee went upstairs to get a book, we knew it was a good book.
在下面大概就普普通通的书。
And when he got a book from the lower level, it was just normal.
那我就问他，我说那你是读的什么？什么样的书啊？
So I asked him, what kind of books did you read at that time?
他到现在还不知道为什么尼利翁给他的书都是奥秘派的书。
He never understood why, to this day, why Brother Lee gave him books of regarding the mystery.
所以江弟兄他真的花好多时间呢，就读这些奥秘派的书。
Brother Kong read many, many books and spent much time reading about the mystery.
所以我想很少有人像他这样花那么多的功夫。
Very few people spend that much time and labor.
所以我见到他的时候。
So when I met him,
我就问他说，我说，因为我们从前在远东去的。
Because we came from the Far East.
远东那个时候是这个书嘛，只是福音书房的书才可以读。
And you know that at that time, the only books that we could read were from the gospel.
那别的书都不可以，别的书都不要读的。
You couldn't from the gospel.
所以我们 gospel book 里面，所以我们只知道说，盖恩夫人嘛。
So the only thing we knew was Madame.
有人说除了圣经之外，最属灵的人就是盖亚夫。
Some people even said that aside from the Bible, the most spiritual person was Madame.
那当然，我从那个时候我们在远东啊，你看那个姊妹个个都想做盖亚夫人。
And at that time, when I came from the Far East, all the sisters wanted to be Madame.
弟兄个个叫做劳伦斯。
And all brothers wanted to be Brother Warren.
所以都很属灵，都想很都想都要追求属灵。
All were seeking spiritual aspects.
那真正的追求没有错。
It was a true seeking, no doubt.
所以到了美国以后，
so when I came to the
United States, 我就问了那个问题。
I asked that question.
我说弟兄，请你告诉我。
I said, brother, please tell me.
我们一直觉得盖恩夫人是很了不起的。
We always think that Madame Guillaume is a great person.
那下面又回答这样。
So brother Kong said this.
不错，在许多奥秘派的人里面，盖恩夫人是其中一位。
Yes, among all of the mystics, Madame Guillaume is one of them.
但是盖恩夫人在所有奥秘派里面是最小的。
But Madame Guillaume also among all the mystics was weak.
这个完全叫我跌破眼镜，完全吓一跳。
I was completely dumbfounded.
我觉得盖恩夫人是最大。
I thought that Madame Guillaume was the greatest.
结果他说盖恩夫人是最小的。
He told me that she was the least.
那我要问他们最大的是。
So I asked who was the greatest.
最大的，所以他才告诉我说有一个弟兄叫 John Towler。
And then he told me that John Towler was a great.
那我就很好奇了。
So I was curious.
我就把那个书就接回去。
So I borrowed the book.
然后上礼拜我又跑去找他。
And then the following week I went to look.
我说很奇怪，我怎么读？